I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 2 or 3 out of every 1,000 children in the U.S. are born deaf or hard of hearing. Also, other children are born with normal hearing and then begin to have hearing problems as they grow older. To talk about early identification and habilitation of childhood hearing loss is Dr. Kimberly Orr. She's a pediatric audiologist and she's director of audiology at MUSC. Dr. Orr, tell us about early identification of childhood hearing loss.
Early identification is extremely important because children with hearing loss fall behind their normal hearing peers in language development, their cognitive skills, and their social skills.
And what screening is in place in the U.S. to catch hearing problems very early in life?
All states have early intervention programs in place which screen newborn hearing at the time of birth prior to discharge from the hospital.
And is this kind of newborn screening effective at catching many of the hearing problems that a baby might have?
Yes, they capture the majority of children with hearing loss.
And after that initial newborn screening, is it important to have additional testing in the next couple of years?
It depends on the results of the newborn screen, because if the baby fails, they have to go back to have a rescreen. And if they fail the rescreen, then they have to have in-depth diagnostic testing. If hearing loss is identified at that time, we'll continue to follow very closely for any changes with the hearing, as well as implement a treatment program. There are children who are at risk for developing hearing loss later, and we will continue to follow them as well.
What about older kids? Is it important to have annual hearing screening?
Toddlers are typically not rescreened or evaluated again unless they're having problems with speech development or showing signs of hearing loss. Preschoolers and early elementary school children are screened routinely in this public school system.
What are some of the common childhood hearing problems that develop?
Hearing loss from ear infections or fluid in the ear is very common. This is a treatable type of a problem, but it can result in language delays and communication difficulty, as well as academic concerns, if it's not treated.
Are there any red flags or symptoms that parents should look out for as far as possible hearing problems in their child?
Certainly, children who have delays with their speech and language development, children who are showing obvious signs that they are not hearing and asking for repetition or asking to turn the volume up on technology, TVs, or radios should be evaluated by a pediatric audiologist. If there is a family history of hearing loss, a child should be routinely monitored to ensure that if there is a change in hearing, that we capture this quickly and so we can begin treatment.
What treatment or habilitation is available for children who have a more permanent type of hearing loss?
For permanent hearing losses, we typically recommend hearing aids first. If the child is not successful with their hearing aids despite proper programming and intensive therapies, then we can refer the child for consideration for cochlear implantation.
Dr. Orr, thanks for information about childhood hearing loss.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.